Part 6. Adam Walsh and Other Speculations. There are many speculations and conspiracies about whether Dahmer was responsible for more murders than he confessed to, particularly because his 9-year cooling-off period between his first and second murder is unusual. Once killers get a taste for it, they rarely avoid the thrill for that long. When detectives questioned him about several unsolved cases in Germany, the murder of Adam Walsh, and multiple other victims that he could have been linked to, he answered, "What good would it do for me to admit to just half of my victims or a few of my victims or not to tell you a couple when I know that in the long run, it will be me that has to stand before God and admit my wrongdoings, and he'll know if I was truthful and honest when I was finally caught, and if I helped to try to clear this whole matter up. I'm telling you the truth now because I want to clear my conscience, and all that I've told you is the truth, and I've not left anything out." However, many people still believe that Dahmer was responsible for more murders than he confessed to. His army roommate, Joe Capshaw, who was raped and tortured by him for several months, claimed that he had seen Dahmer peel blood-stained clothes from himself several times. 5 dismembered bodies were found in proximity to where Dahmer was stationed, all being unsolved cases of homicide, but involving women, which was not his MO, but may have been experimental. After Dahmer's discharge from the army, he spent a few months in Miami, Florida. During this time, on July 27, 1981, a 6-year-old boy named Adam Walsh was abducted from the Hollywood Mall in Hollywood, Florida, just a few miles away from where Dahmer worked and lived. Eyewitnesses identified Dahmer as the man they saw at the mall that day, with one claiming to have seen a strange man walking into the toy department. One eyewitness claimed that a tall, blonde man with an army jacket and a baseball cap in a blue van was seen taking the boy with him before he sped off. When photographs of Dahmer were released after his capture in 1991, both witnesses came forward to tell detectives that this was the man that they had witnessed with a young boy that day. Dahmer's driver's license was still valid during this time in Miami, only expiring on May 21, 1985, after which he did not renew it again. 2 weeks later, Adam's severed head was found in a drainage canal close to Vero Beach, approximately 130 miles north of the mall. No other remains were ever found. Otis Toole, a convicted serial killer, confessed to his murder but was never charged due to a lack of evidence and because he later recanted his confession. He died in prison of liver failure on September 15, 1996. On December 16, 2008, police announced that they were satisfied that Toole was the killer and that the case would be considered closed, but family members have never accepted this as the truth. They have always believed that Dahmer was responsible, even though he vehemently denied any involvement in Adam's murder, assuring that he had never visited the mall and did not have any army apparel in his possession once he left Germany. He had left it all behind and had said that he never wanted to wear green again. He also said that he had never worn a baseball cap. When detectives asked if he had ever heard of the Adam Walsh case, he said, "I remember lying in a hotel room, and I remember seeing on the news that missing boy Adam Walsh, and that was the same time the president was shot, so I remember those stories." Reagan was shot in March of 1981, and Adam went missing in July of 1981, 4 months apart. Interestingly, Sunshine Subs, where Dahmer worked, had a blue van that he drove at times. His known victims were also often lured home from a mall, and he always decapitated them. He was known to masturbate in front of children during his time in the army, and had molestation and assault charges on his record. When Adam Walsh's disappearance was publicized as they searched for him, Lionel Dahmer called the police hotline and told police that while he did not believe his son was a murderer, he did believe that he was a pedophile. Theories suggest that Dahmer learned from this murder and began to target racial minorities to avoid the media hype surrounding the disappearance and murder of individuals from more privileged suburban middle-class families. If he was responsible for this murder, it was unlikely that he would ever have confessed to it for multiple reasons. For example, during interviews, he mentioned that he had left out information relating to cannibalizing his victims because it was not very appealing and he did not want detectives to think less of him. He would also have been considered for the death penalty for the murder of Adam Walsh in Florida, which he would not have wanted, even though he said all the right things, such as, "I want death for myself." Lastly, having spent some time in prison in the past, he was aware of what happened to inmates who had harmed children. It would have been detrimental to his permanent time behind bars. His stepmother, Sherry, once said that Jeff was not the same after his first time in prison when he had assaulted 13-year-old Somsak. She said, "Something terrible happened in there that he did not want to talk about." This experience, if accurate, would have certainly stopped Dahmer from confessing to the murder of a 6-year-old boy. His father described him as the perfect balance between truth and a little bit of falsehood, just enough to convince his listener of what he wanted them to hear or believe. While Otis Toole is widely considered the killer, Jeffrey Dahmer may well have been involved or responsible for little Adam's death.